Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
333, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it is kind of toasty. 92, 93. Tomorrow is going to be hotter. Just FYI, we're probably going to get right around that 100 degree mark. But it's Central Virginia and it's August. What are you going to do? We heard that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook confessed. Yeah, the Biden-Harris administration made us silence some people during COVID, and we were throttling stories about Hunter Biden's laptop and all. Man, what are you going to do? Like a big shrug of the shoulders. But he's really sorry about it. I said we heard about that, except now I'm thinking we probably didn't hear about it, because I'm still looking for it in the ranks of the legacy news media. I don't see it. Tulsi Gabbard, veteran, former congresswoman, lifetime Democrat, joins Bobby Kennedy. I mean, obviously a lifetime Democrat, in endorsing Donald Trump. That's not a news story. One of the guys from the Lincoln Project, you can Google that all you want, endorsed Kamala Harris. That's a major news story. So there's something going on, and there's some people I'm just thinking are not happy with the way some things are going. And I just want us to try our best to get to the bottom of it. Whether we will or not, I don't know. Colonel John Mills, retired, is joining us. He has a book out called War Against the Deep State. Colonel, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, Jeff, an honor to be on the show with you. Thank you.
Well, the honor is mine, and I will tell you that oftentimes when people tell me there's a deep state, there's people behind the scenes, I say, look, I don't do conspiracy theories, I don't have enough tinfoil, blah, blah, blah. But man, you've been inside all of this and looking out. What's really going on with the so-called deep state?
Well, it exists. It's real. It's bureaucrats, it's technocrats, and it's plutocrats. I was a bureaucrat, but then you got the technocrats. That's the Fauci, the super experts. But then you got the plutocrats. Those are the Zuckerbergs who says, yeah, the government was pressuring me, but you know, it'll never happen again. Right. Well, you know, so they're your three basic groups, but it's really, there's four corners. It's big government, big tech, big pharma, and big academia that kind of bound the fraud and the deceit in the deep state. So, and it's really the modern mass surveillance system, which I was one of the representatives on during the 2007-2014 period, really has delivered us this unlawful fourth, fifth, and sixth branch of government. As we all know from our civics classes, there is no fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government, yet there is. There's the fourth, which is the administrative state, based on the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, but it's been schwacked significantly by the Supreme Court. The Chevron ruling, it's been schwacked, but these are bureaucrats just creating regulation and then using it as law. Well, you've got to be able to draw a line at all times between law and exactly what you're doing. Exactly. It can't be the other way around. Right. So that's the fourth branch. The fifth branch is the collusion of big tech and federal law enforcement and the IC. Exactly what Zuckerberg was talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's, hey, this is where you got now. You got the Texas case against the DA, the Global Engagement Center of the State Department, which is where the censorship moved to after FBI and DHS were getting too much heat. Then they said, "Oh, we'll use the Global Engagement Center, and we'll fund nonprofits like my alma mater, the University of Washington, Stanford, this election integrity project, all these, and London seems to be a hub of all these these self-professed experts in disinformation. I don't know how you get certified in disinformation, but the sixth branch of government are the nonprofits, and that's where Tony Blinken ran the greatest election interference operation in history out of the UPenn Biden Center, which we can't find the IRS Form 990, doesn't seem to exist. What is this thing? But that it's also all these nonprofits making a fortune off of open borders and feeding the poor and pathetic. Those who are coming across in the greatest human trafficking scam in world history, the southern border.
So here's my question for you, Colonel. I want to remind everybody, Colonel John Mills is joining us, War Against the Deep State. He's talking about the rise of these new branches of government. Now, you won't find it in the Constitution. You're not going to find any laws relating this, but I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, well, this all stinks to high heaven. This is absolutely outrageous. It's against everything that I have been taught. It's against everything that I believe. What do I do? What am I supposed to do, Colonel, to stand up and say, no, we're not going to go along with this?
Well, you better get out and vote in November on November 5th and make sure you vote for the person who is going to ensure we have a constitutional government. If you're okay with big out of control government that oppresses the citizen, well, I guess you have your choice. Yeah. And that's obvious. That's the K Club. That's yeah. Kamala. Yeah. But if you want a government that works for the people, a government that has just not become bloated with bureaucrats who are making a very good living off of your back. Hey, I'm all for a professional civil service corps. I'm all for a well-paid civil service corps. Okay. And I expect absolute fidelity, absolute performance. Yeah. You know, that is exactly what all Americans deserve. I mean, not just deserve, that's what they absolutely, that is their right from an American government. Right now, we have a government that we don't even know who the president is.
Yeah.
Clearly Kamala has been part of the RICO conspiracy to cover up Joe. And it's looking more, like he was the only reason he's in office was because Tony Blinken ran the election interference office with project with the 51 Intel officers that lied about everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're okay with oppressive big government that censors the citizen, and if you're okay with high prices on foods, you can't afford a can of food, you can't buy a new car, you can't buy a new house, you can't do anything. If you're okay with this economy, well, then obviously the K Club is where you want to be. But if you want a great economy where it's wealth for all,
yeah,
I think the answer is obvious.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, Colonel. And I think the vast majority of us who are part of this program agree with you. I have to ask you, though, here you are, decent, honorable man, Colonel John Mills. He's a retired colonel. You've served, everywhere. I'm looking at this CV. It's very, very, very impressive. But you told us a little bit earlier you were part of that bureaucratic establishment. So how does a good, decent, honorable guy like you get put in there, and then once you're there, are you not thinking, man, I got...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Gotta push back against this crap.
It wasn't apparent to me... It was in the first book, Nation Will Follow, where I describe it was summer of 2016, right before the Republican convention, where I ran into one of my former colleagues who had been a Bush appointee was, okay. These are Obama years in the Pentagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I ran into him, a great person, and I valued him, or looked at him as a mentor, and said, hey, you're going to be voting for Trump at the convention, right? And he said, this changed everything. He said, no, we see more opportunities with her. And right there, I knew everything that Donald J. Trump was saying about the the swamp, the deep state was correct. I wasn't a Trump guy at the time. Yeah. When this Bush appointee had said, dared, had the temerity to say that, wow. I knew in a nanosecond everything Donald J. Trump was saying was true. Yeah. And we have an out-of-control deep state that has no problem with spying on their citizens, locking them up, suppressing the truth, giving you the worst economy ever. We had the best black employment rates ever. Now they're horrible. Then we're losing 100,000 a year to fentanyl. Nobody seems to care. I mean, this country is literally falling apart, and they're running around talking about the vibe of Kamala. The vibe of Kamala, what is it? It's an earthquake. It's shaking the country apart. That's the only vibe I'm feeling or seeing.
Yeah.
So
even the positioning, Colonel, you know, it's strength and joy. I don't even know what that means, and I don't really want to dive into it anymore. I know who she is. I know what she represents, and it's become very, very clear that she's not really the one calling any shots, and I worry about who is kind of behind the scenes doing that. When Donald Trump was elected the first time, he said he was going to drain the swamp, and it became very clear to me that a lot of people in D.C., in this establishment, if you will, got very, very nervous, right? They're not going to let some interloper who's there for 4, maybe 8 years screw up the gravy train, and so they fought back continually. Let's say that things go right and that President Trump is reelected. How far down does he have to go? Because it's obviously not enough to just say, I want a new cabinet, or we got to get rid of the secretary of this, the deputy secretary of this. This seems like it goes almost down to like the file clerk level.
I think there are plenty of great and decent civil servants, military, but there has become, and especially, let's just talk about the uniform, because I was both uniformed and a civilian.
Okay,
let's just talk about the uniform side of the house. You know, we just somehow, somewhere, our senior military has, this is where you got the millies of the world, and it's just, you know, it is just this shocking, unbelievable politicalization of the officer corps, which, you know, had been for years was relatively agnostic, apolitical, that has become a grotesque extension of Caesar, and feels they've taken an oath of office to Caesar, not to the Constitution. This is just this atrocious behavior of the way they were treating people with the vaccine. I have never seen such an out of control behavior from the general officer corps. I mean, and you know, generals and admirals, flag officers, they, hey, oh boy, they get real angry. You know, you are upsetting, you know, the whole environment by bringing these up. This is unduly influencing and questioning the chain of command. Well, I think we need to be intellectually honest here. That's exactly what's going on. And I see active duty military officers grotesquely political on social media, which, I mean, hey, I'm retired. That's two different things here. I'm retired. Okay.
Right.
You know, I see active duty people just grotesquely political. And on the left, I mean, this communist infiltration of our military culture, where they are, you know, they think it's their job to suppress the American people, to suppress the military. You're going to shut up, sit down, get vaccinated, and do what you're told. I have never seen behavior like this before. Yeah. And it's not the rank and file, because there's many good rank and file. You have to really go through the leadership. And this is, hey, you know, after Germany and Japan surrendered, we didn't get rid of everybody Right. We made sure we chose those who saw the future and the way they were, those countries were supposed to be, and you bring them in. Same thing here. You can't do you. It's never a good idea to, hey, this is what happened in Iraq right after. This is I thought it was a really, we're going to get rid of everybody. Okay, and what did we do? We created an unstable government, an unstable society where everybody who knew how to do anything was out of a job. Well, what do you think they're going to do? So you select those. Hey, do you understand the future? And I'm going to watch you like a hawk. And if I have any doubt about you, you're out. Same thing with the military leadership. Same thing with civil service leadership in the intelligence community, federal law enforcement. You can't just 100% everybody's gone. No, that's not, that never works. And it, and actually it's, that's counterproductive, but you get to say, okay, everybody, who's the worst, you're gone. It's time for you to retire. It's time. Some of you may have to face charges like Fauci. Now we got Zuckerberg saying, oh yeah, I was told by government to do this. Oh really? Who in government told you to do this? We need to know the names. Absolutely. And we need an investigation. So I agree. So that's how you do it.
Great. Wow, this is fascinating stuff. Colonel, it just goes on and on. I want to get you back. We'll talk more about it. I would urge people to get themselves a copy, War Against the Deep State. It's right there on Amazon, relatively easy to get. And we'll certainly get Colonel John Mills back to chat even more. Colonel, again, thank you for being here, and hopefully you'll be willing to come back and chat a little bit more.
Oh, you bet. I'm back. I'm back on X as Colonel Rhett John 2. Colonel Rhett John 2 on X.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's make sure we get that out one more time so everybody can follow it. Go ahead, give it that again.
Colonel Rhett John, Colonel R-E-T John 2 on X.
Perfect. I will make sure that it is out there. We'll get a link up there for your Substack, and we'll get back to talk some more. That is Colonel John Mills. He's retired, and he's got some very, very interesting stuff. War Against the Deep State is his latest book. It's a fascinating read. I don't know if you're going to read it and go, oh yeah, I absolutely agree, or oh my God, this guy's out of his mind, but raising a lot of questions. Oh, if you're not with me on X, when you go over to X to sign up to follow Colonel Rhett John 2, C-O-L-R-E-T John, the number 2, make sure that you sign up to follow me, Jeff Katz Show, over on X. Jeff Katz Show over on X. If you were there, you would have seen the video I put up earlier. Out in British Columbia, they are now distributing free crack pipes and cocaine snorting kits in vending machines outside of hospitals. Yep, I'll retweet it for you. I'll send it out on X again in case you missed it. Again, sign up to follow Jeff Katz Show over there. 350 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com